What's up, ladies and gents? This is your girl, Virtuous Steve and Company. And, you know, I want to talk about this topic. Me and an associate of mine were on the phone the other day, and she asked me, was I hard on my son? And I said, yeah, in different places. And the reason why I told her that, because she, you know, she is of a person that does not want to have children. And she just said, I don't think I'm the mother. I don't think I have the patience, or I don't think I'm fit to be a parent. And I said, that's understood. I said, yeah, because, you know, it's really hard when you're having to play two roles in one. And you're pretending to be someone you're not, that you never really were supposed to be in the first place, meaning that you're playing a role that you didn't, not only did you not audition for, that you didn't apply for. And I say I was hard on him in areas because I didn't have the patience for certain things that I had to adjust to. And as a young mother, I, you know, got this, you know, discombobulated or this, you know, content about certain things because I didn't understand. I didn't know. I was just going along with, you know, motherhood. And I was telling her that, you know, it's important that a dad is around, whether he plays the dad role or a father role. I believe those can be two different, you know, those are two different things to me. And I was telling her that had he played a significant role, things may not have been so difficult or so hard at times. Because we didn't work out didn't mean that the relationship between he and his child couldn't have worked out. And I say this to say this. When the dad is not present, it is somewhat a little, you know, off balance that a mother has to teach a child, especially a boy, to potty train. And because the mother doesn't understand, what does she know? She doesn't know. She's never had a penis. She's never had to stand up to use the bathroom. She doesn't know how to hold it. She may think she knows, but she has no idea. And what I didn't realize at that age, at my age and at my son's age, that I didn't have, I didn't have a roadmap. I didn't have YouTube. I didn't have anything to go on to help me potty train my son. And I became extremely frustrated. I probably scared the wits out of him at times because what did I know? I'm trying to teach him something I don't know. I was taught to sit down. He has to stand up. And the core of that being is that there are many things that a father or a dad can show a child in the likeness of based on what a mother can't do. But when there's so much animosity and confusion and hate and betrayal in a relationship, that'll never happen. Especially when the father doesn't have anything or the dad doesn't have anything to do with the mother, he's thrown the child away. He has dismissed both emotions instead of trying to gravitate on what's important. And that's a generation thing. That ain't just something that's just going on and it just, you know, it takes place, you know, right now. That's been happening. And, you know, like I was telling my associate, I said, yeah, I was very tough on my son. But that wasn't the role I was supposed to play. That wasn't the application I put in for. I didn't sign up for it. But it's a role I had to play. And many times, you know, especially people in the South feel like, well, many of us had to do it. Does it make it right? Does it make it right that we have to do it? You know, you put so much on one person without support, without a phone call, without a happy birthday, without anything. and you realize, like, you nobody cares. And it causes a mother, a young mother, to go into an area of life where she's having to accept the role she's been given. Not that she signed up for it, but she's having to accept, which could cause many things, which could cause her to become immensely frustrated, depressed, deprived, alone, unbothered, lack of resources, lack of education, lack of, stability, lack of many things, just because the dad don't want to be bothered. And nobody's making him do it. So he feels like there's no need for me. If the mom don't want me, if the relationship not working, there's no need for me. There is a need for you, man, young dad, fathers. There's a need for you. You put the weight on the mother, not knowing the suppressed amount of pressure you put on one individual, because that's just the way life is. And you wonder why, when the woman menstrual cycle come around, she's discombobulated. She's all over the place. Her hormones are discontent. Her mindset is all over the place. She's frustrated. Who signed up for that? Then you look at the other diseasement that can come along with that, in the likeness of, because she's having to do two jobs in one. But I'll go back to my subject at hand, is why a father is important, or why dad is important in a young boy's life, because there are certain things a woman can't teach a young man at all. She can give him, she can offer nurturing, she can offer caring, she can offer him, support, she can offer him advice, she can offer, but there are certain things a father is capable of doing than a mother. That's why it takes two. Whether they're together or whether they're apart, it takes two. And I go back to the analogy of the potty training, is because I grew immensely frustrated because I was trying to teach my son something I didn't know, that I never had to experience, that I never, my mom didn't teach me that. I didn't learn that. And people don't realize, like, this is cause and effect. At times when you find out that you're pregnant and you get a DNA test, the dad gotta be present. He should be present. If he don't want to be a dad, too bad. You're going to pay child support and you're going to spend time with this child. That's what it should be. Because it shouldn't be left up to the mom to do everything on her own. We've made that a statistic and saying this is right. And you wonder why these kids are jacked up. You wonder why these kids are so, disciplined. You wonder why these kids are acting up. They got one parent. The weight has been put on one person. Not saying she wrong because she didn't have a husband. Many people have been born without a way a lot. It's wrong because she's having to do it alone. It's wrong because she's had to do it so many times, so many women. If the dad has the son, there are certain things he should be teaching that son. But abuse go from one generation to the next, to the next, to the next, and next, until the light bulb comes on in someone's head and says, this got to stop. I don't want to be treated like this, so why am I treating my child like this? So there are certain things that a dad can do that a mother is incapable of doing. I remember the time when my son went to bed for a period of time. And once again, I was immensely frustrated. But when he went with his dad, he ain't went to bed at all. He didn't went to bed at all. We would sleep in the same bed. He would sleep on one side of me, I'd be on the other side, and I would wake up wet. So I'm mad. Not only that, I'm waking up in the wee hours of the night, having to take the sheets off the bed, having to do this, having to do that, and I'm like, what did I do? What did I do this? So I would have to wake him up, clean myself up, put towels down, put stuff down on the bed so that we could go back to sleep. And then once I'm up, I'm up. So I can't go back to sleep. I got to be to work at 7 o'clock. So there are things that a mother has to go through. And with an absent dad, she's just having to suck it up. That's, you know, well, because I don't have a husband or I don't have a man in my life, this is what I get. This is the hand I was dealt. Don't make it right. So he would go with his dad, and I'd be like, well, did he wet the bed? He was like, no. I was like, oh, okay. So there are certain things a dad is capable of doing that a mother can't do. It's like putting that fear in them. Not to the point where you're going to kill them, but to the point of saying, you know what, you better have an understanding that you can't do this no more. You better get your life in order. You know, and I looked at it, I'm thinking like, wow, I just think if you were just immensely present, how this child could come out different, or how you wouldn't be so selfish to put your wrong on this child, this innocent child, and make it right. I would want it to work with you. I wanted to conspire. I wanted to, you know, do this together, whether we were apart and whether we were separate, whether you was with somebody, whether I was with somebody. I really wanted to do this together, and I didn't have the opportunity to. And when I got to that breaking point, when I got to a point where I was saying, like, wow, I'm tired. I'm wore out. I don't even know. And my life fell apart. It fell completely apart. Mentally, emotionally, physically, and nobody took into account that I was on a breaking point. Nobody took into account, like, you know what, maybe this child is just beyond her wits. Because people are expecting you to do it. People are expecting you to have it all together and to smile and not cry and hold your head up and be the backbone and be superwoman. Honey, I had to take that cape off. O-F-F off. If I didn't have Superman or Batman or the Joker on my side, I didn't want to be superwoman. I didn't want to fight that battle by myself. I didn't want to do those things. So, yeah, there was a time when I was hard on my child when I didn't want to be. I had to chasten him in areas that a dad should have been doing. And when you play two roles in one and you only audition for one, you should be winning an Academy Award. You should have an EGOT. Somebody should be saying job well done somewhere. But you never get that. You never get, thank you for being a good mom. Thank you for doing, you know, thank you for pulling my slack. Thank you. No, you get called everything but the child of God. You get everything but the kitchen table. Ain't nothing on the table because nobody brought anything to the table. I commend the dads and the fathers and the men, whether they're stepdads, whether they are, you know, part-time, that I commend you for being there with that woman. I commend you for being there with those sisters and holding their hand and getting them through and having them understand. So as a father, there are certain things you can do that a mother is incapable of doing. I hope when you listen to this podcast, you get something out of it. This is your girl, Virtuous Diva & Company, with a little bit of ladies and gents. Peace out.